You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Of Philippians, the fourth chapter, and let's notice verse number 13, Philippians 4 and verse number 13. If you can't find it, please use your table of contents, because I want you to see that what I'm preaching and teaching is indeed God's word. Don't take me and just say, well, preacher said it, so it's so. No, go to the scripture. Go to the scripture so you can see it for yourself. Amen. Notice the book of Philippians 4 and verse number 13. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're going to read it together on three. Are y'all ready? One, two, three. I can
do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Come on, I believe we can read a little bit better. Y'all ready? Let's read it. I can notice that Paul makes this personal. Notice he makes it personal. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Notice the I and the me. Because again, when Paul says this, he's being very personal with the brethren of the church in this epistle to the church at Philippi. Again, he's being very personal in the 13th verse when Paul again says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as Paul made it personal, we also are going to make it personal this morning. Look at our neighbor and tell your neighbor the subject this morning. By faith, I can do it. Woo! Look at somebody and say, by faith, I can do it. Woo! Is it getting in you?
Yes.
Look at one more person. Say, by faith, finish it.
I can do it.
Woo! Look at three people real quick. Say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Are y'all happy? Are y'all happy even before you find out what you can do?
Yes.
Or have y'all already seeing that you can do what? All things through Christ who what? Strengthens you. Notice again, when we look at the book of Philippians, it is important to understand that the book of Philippians was a prison epistle. When you look at the book of Philippians, Paul wrote this letter to this church while he was in prison or locked up in jail. Now, I need you to understand, when we talk about Paul being put in prison or in jail, you need to understand that he was there for preaching the gospel. Paul was not like many people who we know, including ourselves, or some of us, in that we were put in jail, we were locked down, but we did something wrong. You may have claimed you was innocent, but really you knew you were guilty. And some of us got off easy, if you will. We deserve a more harsh punishment, but God in his goodness showed us grace and allowed us to get out of things before it was truly time for us to come out. Oh, see, somebody don't want to clap because you ain't told all of your testimony. You sitting there looking like Pastor Folk don't know I was locked up. Well, there comes a time that people do need to know certain things. Because how many know people need to know where God has truly brought us from? I'm not saying it's something that you can tell the entire congregation, but there are times that God will allow you to expose yourself in order for you to help somebody else. How many know sometimes when you've been saved a long time, people have a tendency of looking at you like you've always been saved, like you've always been good. Come on, somebody. There are folk that'll try to act like you don't know nothing about the street. You don't know nothing about drugs. You don't know nothing about whoremongering. You a holy roller. But you gotta set folks straight sometime. You gotta tell them, look here now. Calm down with all that trash. I ain't always been saved. I know something about the street. I've been in trouble a time or two. How many know I'm right about it? How many praise God for where he brought you from? How many know God picked you up from a low place, brought you to the high place you are this morning? Oh, I wish somebody give him a praise. We need to just pause and give God a praise for where he brought us from. You ain't always had money. God put money in your pocket, in your account, in a shoebox at the house, in a safe, in stocks. Come on, and we can go on and on. But Paul is locked down in prison or in jail for preaching the gospel. But yet when we look at Paul, we know Paul to be a faith walker. How many know him to be a faith walker? Notice 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. Notice Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. Notice this. When we look at 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. 2 Corinthians 5 verse number 7. Notice what Paul said. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Notice what Paul revealed. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So Paul reveals about himself that he is a faith walker. Tell somebody, Paul is a faith walker. Now we know faith is superior to sight. And so while being locked up for preaching the gospel, Paul remains a faith walker. And I want to say to you, no matter what you go through, you have to remain a faith walker. Because you're going to go through things in this life. But you have to remain a faith walker. No need in shifting to what's inferior. No need in being a faith walker until the day of trouble. And then you become or you revert back to being a sight walker. Come on, somebody. See, we have to learn to remain a faith walker in the midst of trouble or difficult times. And Paul was able to do that, saints. He was able to be locked up for doing good, for doing what was right, but he remained a faith walker. He did not convert back to being a sight walker or a person who was going to live by what was inferior, that being his sight or his senses. Listen, because this is the mistake that many of us make. When things are wonderful, you a faith walker. When things are going your way, you a praiser. Come on. When things are happening the way you want it to happen, you a giver. But now let these things change. Let the circumstances flip, if you will. Now you're not a praiser. Now you're not a giver. Because in the midst of whatever you're going through, instead of you remaining a faith walker, you start walking by your sight or your senses. And we're going to need to deal with that this morning. I said, we're going to need to deal with that this morning. Because if Paul is being put in prison for doing right, or preaching the gospel, if he reverts back to being a sight walker, if he starts dealing with this situation according to his own understanding, he's not going to be able to rejoice in the midst of what he's going through. Because if Paul is going to be a sight walker and he's locked in jail for preaching, then if you're going to do that, then Paul, if you're going to start walking or being governed by what's inferior, again, that being sight or senses of what a human thinks or feels, then Paul, you might as well go ahead and start pouting. You might as well go ahead and start pouting. You might as well be bitter about what you're going through. Go ahead and get angry. Go ahead and cry. If you want to, Paul, sing the blues. If you want, Paul, go ahead and start blaming other people. Go ahead and start pointing the fingers at who has something to do with where you are, where you are. Go ahead and start complaining like sinners do. Ooh, some of you didn't like that. Because many of you have gone through stuff. Some of you went through something this weekend, or you've been going through something lately, but you haven't been handling it like a faith walker. And that's reading you so angry about what you're going through. Ready to snatch somebody up. Ready to tear into somebody. Watch this. Who ain't got nothing to do with what you're going through. Ready to cut somebody out. Who ain't did nothing to you. Don't know what your problem is. But like some of you say, well, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And see, when you walk by sight, and you get to going through stuff, it's easy to complain. I say it's easy to complain. I didn't hardly get no amens over here. I don't know what's going on with these people. But y'all know if you a sight walker and you get to really going through something and you are not careful, how many would agree with me? It's easy to complain. It's easy to complain to other people, but it's easy to do all your complaining by yourself. Ain't nobody in that car but you, and you talking out loud complaining. How many of you ever complained to yourself? Just talk to yourself about what you're going through, about what you were sick of, about what you done about had it up to here. Which means in your mind, enough is. And this is when folks start contemplating backsliding. This is when saints say stupid stuff or stupid stuff, like I was better off when I wasn't saved. I was doing better as a sinner. Whoa! Ain't nothing like God cleaning up a good woman. I said ain't nothing like God cleaning up a good woman, sanctifying her, using her, but she's unmarried. Then she gets to going through trial, tribulation, and then she gets to say, I was better off whoring. I was better off sleeping with so and so and getting what I could get. At least my bills were paid. At least I had money to buy ice cream on Friday. Now I'm living godly and I ain't got no ice cream money, and it's Friday. So what's happening? Y'all know how we complain. Stuff can be our fault, but we still complain. See, y'all want me to move on. And I want to move on. But there's too many complainers in here. Got to be. Could you imagine? Now I've done a lot of stuff, but I've never been to jail or prison. Don't clap or smile. I just didn't get caught. Come on, I didn't do nothing worthy of jail. Come on, because that's folks tell me, I've never been to prison or jail. But have you ever did? Have you ever did anything worthy of? Come on, that's when you don't want folk digging back in the show. Hey, leave that alone. That's covered under the blood. Come on, how many did some stuff that could have got you some time, could have got you on some parole? Why, I've never did drugs. What you call when you were guggling that NyQuil like that? Oh, because you got that at CVS. This is legal. Yeah, but you took triple the dose. You didn't stop drinking until you got a buzz on. Wait a minute. You got your teeth pulled 6 months ago and you still taking that pain medication. Wait a minute. You asking for a refill and telling lies to get it. Woo. See, when they hit home, folks start squinching up then. But see, again, in prison, he writes to other people saying to them, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, all of the saints probably, when they got the letter, everybody probably didn't understand Paul. You probably had saints that when they heard it, they started shouting and then, that's Paul, he a faith walker, amen, hallelujah, preacher. But you know you had some people that were like, huh, so you can. Look at him. Tell me he can do all things through Christ. Get out of jail then. Why are you still in the situation you in then? If your God is so good. See, folks will do you like that. I say they'll do you like that. They'll visit you in the hospital and they won't come wishing you well or praying that you get up out of here or prophesying better on you. Folks are walking in depending on how you looking. They'll tell you stupid stuff like, well, we just came to pay our last respects. They said you was on your last leg and they didn't lie. It ain't looking good. Come on. Sometime when you get to going through stuff and people know you striving to live holy, they'll try to question your God. If he loved you so much, why would he allow people to do you the way they doing you if you such a holy man of God? Why did they do you the way they did you and they ain't nothing happened to them? They still doing fine. Matter of fact, they looking better since they done you wrong. So what's up with your God? The God that will get revenge. The God that will deal with folk enemy. What's going on with him? Well, he's simply showing folk grace, which you as a child of God should want him to do because you need grace in your life every day. Be careful when you're quick to punish somebody, ready to judge somebody without recognizing that you can fall off. Whoa, you can be up today, down tomorrow. Y'all know I'm right about it. Some of you talked about people, what was going on with them. Now what you were saying about other people is happening to you. He ain't nothing but a such and such, such, such. Yeah, look at you now. Now you what you said he was. But see, what I want us to understand is that Paul can only say, I can, because he's a faith walker. It's the only reason why he can say, I can, and back it up with actions, is because he's talking like a faith walker should talk. I said he's talking like a faith walker should talk. In trouble, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The problem is that when you become a sight walker, when you start living by what you see, when you start thinking God ain't going to do what he promised you because of what you see, because of what you hearing and how you are feeling, listen to me carefully, it will rob you of your I can. You mean, you know why some of you don't have the I can spirit? It's because you're allowing what you see to rob you. Come on, some of you know I'm right. There are times we be going through stuff and God will be giving us what to say. He'll be telling us to speak this right here in the midst. Speak that is going to happen. Speak that it is your season. Speak out of your mouth that is better. Speak on this car lot, even though they just rejected you. Look at that car and point it and say, I'm going to have you. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. But when you are going by what you see, how can he preach it like that? I've been there. I don't know how many times. I know God was putting something in my spirit to proclaim, to utter. But watch this. Isn't it amazing when you let sight or senses steal your I can? It doesn't stop you from speaking better on others or telling other people they can. But you can't tell yourself you can. I'm finna deal with this. And see, when you let sight or senses rob you of your I can, and you start saying I can't, I want you to understand that you're speaking a curse over yourself. Tell somebody, when it's God's will for you to do something and you utter out your mouth, I can't, we can't, tell your neighbor you're speaking a curse over your life. Hold on, because I'm going to break down why some of you don't have certain stuff. And I'm going to tell you plainly, it ain't the color of your skin, neither is it your gender. It ain't cause you female. It ain't cause nobody holding you back. It ain't cause you got this many amount of kids. It ain't what you make an hour. It is that you speak curses on yourself. You always putting yourself down. See, one thing I don't do, I don't care what I go through, I ain't putting myself down. I ain't doing the devil job for him. I ain't doing the job of demons. It's the job of the devil to put me down. I'm not going to help him do his job. You better high-five somebody real quick and shout, show he right. Woo! High-five somebody and shout, show he right. Folks already talking about me. You think I'm going to sit up here and talk bad about myself? You think I'm going to lower myself to agree with what these liars are saying about me? Say what you want to say. The reason we don't have it because we've been going through stuff. Y'all been going through stuff for 10 years. You've been going through longer than Job. Now, where is your double? Now, I'm going to make some of you mad that's been in religious churches. Speaking curses over yourself. And then folk got nerdy to say, you know what, stuff get to going wrong. You know what? I hate to say this. I think somebody got something on me. What you mean? Yeah, you know what? I think somebody got some voodoo on me. I've been hexed. Somebody done cast a spell on me. And you ain't thought about your ex boyfriend in years, but now you think it could be him. Oh, low down. I'm tell you. It could be my old dirty aunt still mad at me about something she got started. All I'm going through, somebody got something on me. But see, God said to the preacher last night, you better reveal to them who got something on them. You got something on yourself. You putting a spell on yourself. And when you get so comfortable saying I can't, it just rolls off your tongue so easy. I couldn't even get some of y'all to make contact with me. Just roll off your tongue so easy. You don't even feel bad about it. Faith walker. I can't afford it. That's a faith walker now. That's faith walker. Can't afford an $800 a month house payment to own the house, but can pay $1,400 a month in rent. That's the faith walker talking about they can't afford a house. Oh, now he preaching material. But see, well, hold on. Because you serve a material God. So stop it. The clothes you wearing, material. The car you driving, material. I can't afford it. I can't come out. I can't move past this. I can't let this go. I can't beat this. I can't forgive. I can't forget. I can't do it, Pastor. I can't win. And then they start adding stuff, making it even worse. Pastor, I know you're a praying man. I know the word you preach is right. But Pastor, I hate to say, I can't win for lose. Pastor, every time I get a quarter, I owe somebody a dollar. When it rained, Pastor, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. See, y'all know the talk. You know the talk. Because I used to talk it. I said, I used to talk it. What amen? And if somebody, I know where you come from. I know you're right about it, man. But now, no. Look at Numbers, the 13th chapter. I'm almost finished. Look at Numbers 13. Yeah, because some of you, if you don't stop speaking curses over your life, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And the bad thing about grown folks speaking that stuff is that it messes around and get in children. Messes around and get in young people. You stop telling your daughter she can't because she a woman. Don't you put in them, everybody's against them, because you are still stuck in poverty and are never able to do what you need to do. Always scheming off the system. Don't you put that in them, kid. You let them know if you believe God. Oh, I know I'm preaching right now. I'm preaching on bad parenting right now. I'm preaching on these folk instilling that garbage in your children that you feed on. Don't call your child stupid. Don't call your child dumb because you dumb. Don't label them dumb because of the dumb stuff that you do. Because my prayer is that she grow up and be nothing like you. My prayer is. I know I'm right about it. You'll talk to young people and they got this I can't in them. Where that come from? What's going on at the house? How y'all talking at the house? You don't limit them. You don't tell them they can't be certain stuff. Mom, I'm going to be a doctor. Yeah, right. You ought to tell her, and yes, you can. Woo! I'm making somebody mad. I feel them growling. Because you ain't had nobody tear you off like this. And not be scared of you. And stop patting folks on the back. Tell me, it ain't your fault. You can pat them if you want to, but it's your fault. It's your fault. You did this. When folk mess up, don't you pity them? In the sense that you try to blame yourself. They messed up and you trying to see what you did wrong. The devil is a liar. Let me deal with it. I got to get out of here. I'm getting too many. I'm getting looked like I will not be back here. If I do come, I won't sit this close. One of the best things that happened to me is that I fell in church one night with a preacher who was willing to tell the truth. I'll never forget that day as long as I live. I was on the back row. Ain't been to church in about 14 years. You know when you grew up in church but ain't been in years, when you step through the doors, them old mothers get to looking. Then they get to whispering. And everybody get to look around. My God. And that man preached on me so hard. Halfway through the message, I wasn't even looking at him no more. I was looking at mama. I was looking at her like, you dirty. You dirty. Because she invited me to church that night. I said, you dirty. You done told this man all this stuff. I said, I see how you going to be. So halfway through, I just kept trying to pick the right moment to leave. But every time I get ready to get up, the preacher started yelling at something else at me like he was just fussing me out. I remember the message. What are you going to do with Jesus? I just didn't get saved that night. But I went home to a woman I was shacking with. And I said, I'm done shacking. I said, I got saved tonight. I said, I want you to marry me. And I want us to do what's right. Woo, that girl was happy. She said, yes, Lord. She said, I don't know the Lord, but I see him in you, baby. Yes, I'll go. You hear me? But what I'm trying to show you is that somebody told me the truth and it changed an entire family. Changed my entire course of life. I was on one path. Somebody told me the truth. Called me out for being the boy that I was. And I realized at the end of that, I said, this ain't mama. This ain't got nothing. I didn't even go to her. I said, this ain't got nothing to do with mama. Because see, one thing about God and holy men of God, they'll reveal your secrets. God will get up in your business. You know I'm right about it. He'll tell you off. God will tell you what he don't like about you. And he'll tell you if you don't change, something is about to happen to you. That's how I felt that night. I was at a crossroads. What are you going to do with Jesus? You going to keep running the streets after these women? You going to keep gambling, throwing your life? What are you going to do? But see, notice this. Yeah, there it is. Facts. Numbers 13:31. I'm finna prove it to you. Then we're finna get out of here. Numbers 13, verse number 31. I'll show you how you speak curse on yourself. And some of you better stop doing it after today. Proverbs 18:21. Death. No, I'm quoting Proverbs 18:21. I know you're in Numbers 13. But death and life in the what? In the what? That means I got the power to speak death. But I got the power to speak life. You can be going through all hell, but you can speak life to your situation. You can speak life to your marriage. You can speak life to your body. You can speak life to your money. How? How are you using your mouth? Numbers 13, 31. But the men, these are the folk Moses sent out to spy out the promised land. Y'all go look at it. Come back. Bring us the report. Numbers 13, 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it were men of great stature. Notice their talk. But the men going up said, we are not able to defeat these people. We can't do it. It can't be done. Do y'all see it? They said it can't be done. Look at verse 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. We can't do it. They are stronger than we are, because we are nothing but grasshoppers. We are insignificant. We are weak. And we are grasshoppers in their sight. Notice now they're speaking the curse. What God told them they could do, they saying they can't do. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of what? Death. All this they are assuming, listen, are basing it on their sight. They are stronger than we are. Y'all, hold on. Listen to me. Who told them that? They said, we're grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. How y'all know what they thought about y'all? See, I'm teaching. How y'all know? You didn't talk to them. You don't know if they looked at y'all and said, uh-oh, time for us to go. We need to get out of here. These people coming to take over everything. How you know how they felt? See, everything they was doing, listen to me, I'm trying to help you. It seemed right to them. See, again, when you talk about you can't afford something, you will honestly be thinking that you can't. I could never drive nothing like that. You really believe that. But what if God said to you, I'm finna mess with you. I want you to drive that. That's what I have for you to drive. You can get something now, but I want to give you your hearts. Woo! I want you to get your house this year. And I'm willing to help you, because in and of yourself, you ain't strong enough. See, it wasn't that they didn't know their own limitations, but they counted God out. They talked as if God wasn't with them. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. You can never say I can't because of who's with you. You better look at somebody and tell her, I'm getting what he's saying now. Shout to that person, I'm not alone. Tell your neighbor, I ain't got to do it alone. Tell your neighbor, I got some help. I thought y'all were going to get excited. I got some help. I ain't going to get debt free on my own. I got some. I can't be happy every day on my own. I got some. I got some. I got some. I got some. You better tell three people, I got some help. I got some help. I'm about to preach it. You better tell two more folks, I got some help. I ain't got to get over it on my own. I got some help. I ain't got to get the promotion on my own. I got some. I thought y'all were ready to shout. Am I preaching to myself? I know I got some. I got some. Be seated so I can close. They took God out of the equation. And when they did it, it angered God. It upset God. Because God knew that his own people was disrespecting him. Is there anything God told Sarah, you and Abraham going to have a child. Whoa. Sarah started laughing. Whoa, the angel told Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah said, I didn't laugh. Sarah, now you're lying. You know you laugh. God put this on the table to Sarah years ago. Old woman. Is there any? I thought y'all were ready. Is there anything? That's what he asked Sarah. That's what he asked Abraham. Is it anything too hard for me? Put it on the table. Put something on the table that's too hard for me. Show me something that I can't do. And tell your neighbor, until this day, nobody has been able to put anything on the table that God cannot do. God, I'm getting happy up in here. That's reason in her 90s, Sarah walking around with a bump on her stomach, walking around throwing up in the morning, having morning sickness at 90. Paul says, I can do all things. This is the close. Through Christ, faith in Christ, who strengthens me. You get strengthened and I'm done. Number one, he enables me. He enables me. If God has a promotion for you, somebody can be more qualified. If you trust God, he'll move them. I said he'll move them. And he'll slide you in. Oh, God, God got a way of sliding you in this. Hey, and when he slides you in it, folk didn't see you coming. They didn't know you applied for it. And then you tell them I did. They called me. God slid me. See, I dare somebody give him a crazy praise. That know he's sliding you into your house. You about to slide up in that Lexus. You about to slide up in that. Paul said he enables me. He empowers me. Finally, this is what I want you to get. Paul said I can do it because he gives me the ability to get results. Tell your neighbor, after today, no more failure. You got the ability to get results. Tell somebody, by faith, I can do it. Tell somebody, by faith, I can do it. Now shout at them, go do it. Shout to somebody, go do it. Shout to somebody, go get it. And I'm done. Give him a praise. I'm done. Give him a crazy praise. I said, give him a praise. Give him a praise if that was your rhema. Come on. For about 60 seconds, let's give God a praise. See yo, I can do it dance. I want to see yo, I can do it praise.
sliding you into a blessing. He's sliding you into a miracle. You better tell somebody, give me room. Give me room. God's sliding me in. God doing something for me. God changing my life. God picking me up. God is helping me. God is with me. See, somebody been going through. You need to give God a praise right now. You need to show the devil he didn't win. Show demons they didn't win. Don't just get ready, stay ready. Don't just get ready, stay ready. How we doing, refuge? The promises of God. The blessings of God. The better. The bigger. What? What? Your heart desire. Knees being met. You coming out. 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 Somebody getting delivered right now. Somebody getting delivered right now. This church, you in a sanctified church. I can do it. I can do it. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. God is dealing with somebody. Somebody, God is dealing with you strongly. The way he dealt with me the night that he changed my entire life. Somebody heard a word and you'll never be the same again. You'll never think the same. You'll never talk the same. People been telling you all your life you can't. It took one anointed preacher to look you in your eyes and tell you with God as a faith walker. You can do it. You can do it. One of the best tickets the enemy sell to folks is that it's too late. You miss your time. But God say, not so. Not so. I am here with you. Somebody worship him right now. Just let him know, Lord, thank you. Thank you that I can. Thank you that the family can. Thank you that the church can. We can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, somebody, let it resonate in your spirit. Let it get all the way in you. Doubters will be proved wrong. Liars are going to be exposed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By faith, I can do it. By faith, I can do it. Woo! My marriage will never be the same. My house will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. There is nobody like you. There is nobody like you. There is nobody like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Leonard Cochran. I want to take the opportunity to thank those of you for live streaming. Thank you for your past, your present, and your future support for this ministry that helps us to do ministry on a high level. By faith, you can do it. Count it so, count it done, because God is helping you, and this is your year of rewards. We love you. We want to say God bless you. And as always, I want to remind you that Jesus is. God bless you.
Shine.